Time now for our feature language pet peeves, in which we ask our listeners to send us their observations or their gripes about language. And then we talk about them with our language expert, Richard Lederer, who joins us from member station KPBS in San Diego. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Our first guest is local. Her name is Barbara Ryan, and she's from Washington.
Hello.
What do you do for a living that makes you pay attention to language so much?
I work for Phi Beta Kappa, the Honor Society for Colleges and Universities.
So you wrote about a language pet peeve that quite a few people wrote to us about. Tell us.
I wrote about absolutely. It seems to be, when it stands by itself, that the way it's being used so often, there's sort of a built-in exclamation point. And that seems to be part of the whole hyping of the language that we see all over our popular culture.
So that was Barbara Ryan from Washington. I gotta say, Richard, I'm with her on that one. I think it is part of this kind of hyping everywhere.
Yes, and I am guilty of it. I know I do say it as a teacher and compulsive sharer. Absolutely, you are absolutely right. And absolutely, which should be limited to unconditionally, completely, wholly, as in an absolute monarch, or this is absolutely pure, meaning, you know, absolutely, completely pure, and that may be redundant. What we're getting is absolutely simply meaning very or yes. I am guilty of it, and let's stay away from it absolutely.
Well, our next listener is from Baltimore. Her name is Leslie Miller, and please note, Richard, how she makes use of absolutely.
I absolutely hate it when people tell me I feel badly. It's actually a beautiful image. I always get the picture of a guy on a blind date who thinks he has a breast and he has a knee instead. That is a person who feels badly.
Well, there's an image that'll stick with you forever.
It sure will. Knees aren't bad either, but the I feel badly. Lisa, does that squeak like chalk on the blackboard of your sensibilities too?
Yeah, and it does sound like more of what we get often with these things, which is highfalutin lingo. People trying to sound more hoity-toity instead of just coming out and saying what they mean.
It just doesn't work. First of all, badly is not a full adjective. You know, I feel friendly. You would accept that. I am kindly. I am sickly. You would accept all of those. But I am a badly man obviously doesn't work. So for now, although I think this one may come in, do not say or write, I feel badly.
Okay, we've got one more, Richard. Here it is.
Hello, my name is Jenny Rudd, and I'm from Tampa, Florida. My language pet peeve is a whole nother. I hear people say this all the time. I don't know what this word nother is, and despite my best efforts, I have yet to find it in any dictionary or reference material in the library or at the bookstore. And I know language is a breathing animal, but this is unacceptable.
Well, Richard, I have to disagree with her. I mean, I know it's wrong, but I don't care. It's a charming Americanism. I love it. I love the way it sounds. That's a whole nother thing. And so I say, let's keep it.
A whole nother is certainly part of informal American English. We hear it all the time. And remember, people in language are code switchers. So you say...
Are code switchers?
Code switchers, meaning you might say, you know, how's it hanging, Frankie, to your best friend, especially if you're male, but you would say, good morning, Father Jones, to your priest or something like that. The point being, a whole nother is certainly part of the informal landscape. And in formal writing, yes, I think it would be inappropriate. Appropriate. I don't feel it's wrong. It's just highly informal.
Well, I'm all for keeping it in the language. I think it's charming. And we will have a whole nother language pet peeves at another time, Richard Lederer. And we'll ask listeners to keep on sending those language pet peeves. Send them by email. Our address is watc@npr.org. And please include both your home and work phone numbers and tell us how to pronounce your name. That would help. And we'll call you and you'll get to come on the air with Richard Lederer and vent your language pet peeve. So until next time, Richard, thank you.
Thank you, and I'll be champing at the bit, not chomping.